one technique that has consistently given me incredible results is visualization. But if you haven't done it or tried and it didn't seem to work for you, I'm going to teach you how I do it and how it works for me. And hopefully that will have immense results for you. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Let's go. Using visualization as a tool to improve your performance in a specific task is very, very powerful. The way I've been able to do it is I've been able to reflect on winning moments in the past. So the first thing is you need to identify your past winning moments. I don't care how small or how big they were. You need to have at least 3 different winning moments where the pressure was on, the outcome was big, and you remember how joyous, how much dopamine you received in your brain from the excitement of actually overcoming or achieving or winning that thing. So here's what I actually do. Number one, you can either stand in a comfortable position, usually like with your legs shoulder width apart, and then you're basically going to put your body into this open stance. You're going to throw your arms up in the air as if you just won a victory, like you just ran a marathon and you broke through and you won and your hands go up. So you're standing still, your hands are up, your feet are shoulder width apart. And this is a power pose. This power pose will help you feel strong and powerful while you're visualizing. The other way to do it, which is the way I do it more often, is really by sitting and relaxing in a comfortable chair. You don't have to use the power pose if you don't want to. Number two, the second thing I then do is start by deep breathing. I want to really be able to relax. So I'll close my eyes. I'll take a deep breath. I'll hold that inhale for 3 to 4 seconds, and then I'll exhale for 7 seconds. I did it much faster now, but I'll inhale for about 2, 3, 4 seconds, hold that for about 4 seconds, and then exhale that for 7, if I can get to 8 seconds. And then you go into your visualization. You think about that high pressure moment. You want to see it in full detail. I mean, you want to see sound, location, color, who was there, what was actually happening, what did it taste like, what did it feel like. The more details, the better. So for me, one of those moments is when I was actually playing a high school rec league basketball game, and I was dribbling the ball up the court. The seconds were ticking down. The score was tied, and I had like 3 seconds to get up the court and make this game-winning shot. And I remember the crossover. I remember switching to my left hand. I remember flying up the court super fast, and then I remember going to the right to get rid of the defender, coming to the left, jumping up in the air, shooting it, and I visualized that ball going into the basket. I can still hear the sound of that net when it popped. It was unbelievable. The stands went crazy. My team went nuts. I remember every vivid detail about that. Then what I want you to do is visualize yourself performing to your capability. So you need to see yourself on your A game, so to speak. Okay, so a lot of times when I'm getting ready to go speak on stage, I'll visualize myself on stage and I'll visualize myself killing it. I'll visualize myself connecting with the audience. I'll see the audience rapport and the feedback, and I'll bring all of that into my visualization. And then here's the really tricky part. You then need to interrupt. You need to interrupt your successful image with a negative one. So you want to see yourself losing control or getting bazzity, like you're out of whack. And then you get this anxiety and fear. You want to insert that, like you're fumbling the ball. You want to insert that into it, because then what you do, just when you feel like you've gone down and your anxiety is up and your fear, you visualize yourself making a spectacular like return. So you regain your composure, you take your control, and you finish with a bang. That's part of how I do my visualization process. Try this out for you. See if it does what you need it to do. Go through these steps slowly. If you need more assistance, DM me on Instagram or send me an email, MarioArmstrong@gmail.com. This has really proven to work for me. I hope it really works well for you. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.